This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
After Jesus instructed his disciples in the upper room to love one another as he loved them, they descended into the dark streets of Jerusalem. And while they were heading towards the Garden of Gethsemane, at some point along the way, Jesus prayed a very specific prayer for them and for us.
I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their word. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me, so that they may be made completely one, that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
It's not an accident that Paul followed the same pattern in his letter to the Romans. He wrote, "Do not owe anyone anything except to love one another." But now Paul prayed, in essence, the same prayer as Jesus. Note the correlation.
Now may the God who gives endurance and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one mind and one voice.
God's plan for all Christians is very clear. Both Jesus and the Apostle Paul emphasized the importance of practicing this principle to live by. To live in God's will, we're to do all we can to create love and unity in the body of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.